This touch object, a square panel of carved pale walnut, is a replica of part of a much bigger panel from the folio stand displayed on the right. Made from dark walnut, the stand is displayed closed, its carved front panel facing the viewer. When in use, the front face of the panel dropped forward 90 degrees on hinges. Once open like this, the stand would have served to support a large volume or a portfolio of prints. It is 133 centimetres high and just over a metre wide, and looks as fresh today as when it was made in 1873. The success of a carving depends on the skill of the carver and their ability to choose a wood with qualities best suited to the type of carving. Walnut has a fine, straight grain and can be used for detailed work. The touch panel demonstrates the different stages in the process. The carver has cut away the wood with chisels, pushing them or tapping them with a mallet, leaving a part work design in high relief. Although this panel was made recently, the techniques have hardly changed for centuries. At the bottom right corner is part of the original flat surface of the block. On it, drawn in black ink, are the shoulders and head of a cherub holding a part-carved tambourine above his head. Next to the tambourine are grooves where the carver has roughed out the design using a gouge, a type of chisel, with a blade that's curved in cross-section. Top right is another flat surface, slightly lower than the first. Drawn here is the head of a bird flying towards us, wings outstretched. Further in from the edge, much of the bird's breast and one wing have been carved. In the top left corner is a partly carved flower. And down the left side, swirling leaves and tendrils have been sketched on a flat surface that's lower still. Each time the carver cuts away a level, the design has to be redrawn. Almost bisecting the panel, bottom left to top right, is a curved band like part of a wheel rim. Along its centre, intricately carved, are little discs, like a necklace of coins, known as coin moulding. To their left, a series of tiny dents has been made with a punch, a tool with a sharp point. The punch is tapped with a mallet, creating a stippled effect that adds texture and disguises chisel marks. Just inside the band of coin moulding is a chubby cherub blowing a trumpet angled up to the right. Around him, the wood has been levelled with a flat-bladed chisel, leaving barely perceptible marks that subtly catch the light. Creating a smooth background when carving in the solid is a challenge, but it can be achieved by a skilled carver, as demonstrated here.